Over My Dead Body by Rex Stout. Copyright 1940 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Over My Dead Body was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. The bell rang, and I went to the front and opened the door, and there she was. I said, "Good morning."
"Please," she said, "I would like to see Mr. Nero Wolfe."
Or you might have spelled it P-L-I-H-Z, or P-L-I-Z-Z, or P-L-I-H-S-Z. However you spelled it, it wasn't Middle West, or New England, or Park Avenue, or even East Side. It wasn't American, and naturally it irritated me a little. But I politely invited her in and conducted her to the office and got her a chair, and then extracted her name, which I had to ask her to spell. "Mr. Wolfe will be engaged until 11 o'clock," I told her, with a glance at the wall clock above my desk, which said 10:30. "I'm Archie Goodwin, his confidential secretary. If you'd like to save time by starting on me..." She shook her head and said she had plenty of time. I asked if she would like a book or magazine, and she shook her head again. And I passed her up and resumed at my desk, where I was heading up a bunch of hybridizing cards for use upstairs. 5 minutes later I had finished and was checking them over when I heard her voice behind me.
"I believe I would like a book. May I?"
I waved at the shelves and told her to help herself and went on with the checking. Presently I looked up when she approached and stood beside me with a volume in her hand.